the first time our communities see as camping a moment of crisis. And so, you know, we know there are areas in this city that we're going to have to treat with police officers to take the criminal element out of those neighborhoods so they're not preying in those communities. But we can't just do that in it by itself. We have to also go in there with groups to be there when there's not a crisis, when there's not an arrest being made, when there's not a search warrant being served. We have to be out in those neighborhoods. We have to team up with those schools and make sure, we have to make sure that those residents don't just see us in a moment of crisis, especially where we're conducting enforcement operations to take that criminal element off the street.
Yeah, because you're trying to make them better. Like, you're trying to make the neighborhood better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, even, and that's something in Dallas, too. It's like you really, like, you focus on the science of it, plotting out where, okay, where do we need the work?
Yeah, and we're going to, and again, I think I'd be remiss not to bring the plan myself and the criminologist put in Dallas and bring it here and look at it. I mean, every city's different, but I've already made calls. I mean, in the get them ready to go for us to get started. I mean, Dallas had 4 years of violent crime reduction under that plan. And it's something that's been replicated in other cities. And we're going to take a hard look at that as well here.
I mean, just talk a little bit about, like, what brought you back to DFW and, like, you got family here. And
yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I had an amazing opportunity in Austin. I learned so much. But ultimately, you know, like, there's been some professional athletes that that have hung them up and then come back. I have more to give. And I love North Texas. And when I say I love North Texas, I mean, listen, I hope no one holds this against me, but I am a California transplant. And the first place I moved to Texas was North Texas. And you know, I knew like one person in the city of Dallas when I first got to North Texas, and it grew to what it grew to. And so to say this place doesn't have my heart, to say North Texas doesn't have my heart, when this opportunity opened with my daughter living here and my mom living in the area, the sports around the area, and this position open, I mean, it was, and couple that with the fact that I missed it and I wanted to get back in the grind and I wanted to get back in the trenches with our men and women, this was the best opportunity for me.